abroad. There were some who admired the way this new Germany stood up for herself.
In America, we've had many reports against your new government, and in most cases, this has caused hasty demonstrations everywhere. I can now say to you that the American people today realize that these stories are untrue and without foundation. I find that there's a new, fresh vitality here in Germany under your great leader and Chancellor Adolf Hitler, of whom I'm a great admirer. The new Germany will live, for you have the best centralized government in the world today.
It's hard to find in the morning papers. It's hard to find in the magazines. It doesn't matter what show you tune in. It's hard to find on TV screen. But it's on talk radio. Truth is on talk radio.
Well, good evening. Sunday evening here in Western Montana. Today is August 6th, 2017. This is On Frequency with Keith Rogers, Republic Broadcasting Network. Our call-in number is 1-800-313-9443. In lieu of today's date, I'd like to commemorate in memory that this is the anniversary of the United States dropping the two atomic bombs on Japan, in which Eisenhower and others said did not need to be done. However, a little-known fact is after that, over 1,000 sorties decimated Tokyo, burning alive 16 square miles of Japanese civilians. But the United States does what it wants. Anyway, you know, in preparing for tonight's show, it is very difficult to get out here and be enthusiastic about how great the country's doing. We're all living in a paradise. The old, you know, if you don't like America, leave it. All this, you know, but everyone I know that I talk to, and it doesn't matter whether it's here locally in Montana, Sweden, Prague, Spain, all over the world, Russia. Everyone knows what's coming, and it's because the United States is trying to desperately keep its shirt tails together, I guess you call it. I'd be nice on that, but USDebtClock.org shows the actual debt there, but on the right-hand side of the screen, it actually shows the true numbers. And so when the Bureau of Statistics comes out with unemployment numbers or numbers of unemployed, if you look on that, you'll see also the amount of people drawing Social Security, drawing welfare, drawing food stamps. And it is so many tens and tens of millions of people. And it's basically one third of the United States is out of work. And they want to go with robots and everything to replace the worker, which, of course, is if everyone's going to have a robot, then who is going to make salaries to buy their goods? But recently, in the last 2 days, it's been all this talk and hype about under Trump that 1 million jobs have been created. And that sounds good, but, of course, that's the same Bureau of Labor Statistics that is reporting what the Obama administration said that they had for jobs. And we all know this is an illusion because we can watch the stock market. Sure, they're pumping the stock market up. They did that before the big crash, before and before and before. So the other cusp of that, though, is if you have all these nice job numbers and everyone's hiring and these different plants are going to move their, or businesses, corporations are going to move their plants to the United States and they're going to start producing, well, what do you do when the United States starts sanctioning country after country to where those same products can't be sold in those countries? So where does that production go? just like the, I believe it's now 16 membered EU nations, along with Russia, that refuses to accept United States genetically modified food. And now Mexico has just added their name to that. They refuse to take the GMO potatoes. And that means a lot for here, because in Montana, this particular valley where I'm here in the Flathead, and also in Manhattan and other areas, they supply the seed potatoes for the Orida variety potatoes you get from Oregon and Idaho. So this is no different than watching over there in India, where people having to buy these, forced to buy these genetically modified seeds, and they can't store them, and they have to use the Monsanto fertilizers to go with them, and it's driving the Indian farmers out of business, and many of them are committing suicide. And it's sad. So it's, there's not a rosy picture to talk about today, so bear with me. And I hope some people call in, because even I would need a break. I need to get other people's ideas and stuff, because it's bad. But anyway, so getting on with that, first of all, I'd like to start off with some sad news. Ernest Zundel, who was notorious for going to jail for his lawsuits up there in Canada and fighting the Zionists for the real World War II history about Germany. One of his favorite quotes was, "Germany, get off your knees." And there are videos after videos of watching German soldiers say exactly what happened over there. And it was to liberate the German people from the oppression of the mass banking scandals that had ripped that country, how the media was saturated through the theaters, the books, and this is where the book burnings came in, that was infiltrated with the then homosexual agenda. And, you know, again, here on RBN, we talk to people of all ethnicities, different genders, and it's not to exploit one or say one is bad or what like that, but there is a certain agenda that's being done right now. In the UK, they have administered these gender-changing drugs to over 800 children now, and the age down as low as 10 years of age. Planned Parenthood has come out saying that some girls are born with penises. I mean, they are changing the way this country and other countries have developed. They're destroying the families. I know as a man there growing up, though, the first thing you think about is raising a family. And it wasn't just raising a family, but having a child to carry on the family name. And that's why, like, over in Africa and stuff, you see large, large families. And I'd watched a documentary there once in one of the over in Africa. I forget which tribe it was, but they were commenting about, well, you know, you have so many kids. And the guy says, yeah, but we have so many deaths. Hopefully one will live and carry on the family name. And like I say, so if whatever gender you prescribe to, the joy of knowing that, like me, I don't have a son, but I have three daughters. But DNA-wise and stuff, they will carry on the family name. And somewhere down the road, one of the daughters will probably name their kid or something like that after me or whatever, you know. But it's just, it's that kind of pride type thing. And we see that the families are just being destroyed today. So, and this was what was happening over in Germany. Hitler was bringing back pride, nationalism. And that's why they compared Trump to Hitler so much, because Trump wanted to make America great again. And of course, he was sidetracked. And everyone I know knew that was going to happen when he started appointing all these chiefs from Goldman Sachs and stuff, which was the same premise that destroyed Germany. And the same premise which has destroyed Libya and Iraq, Syria, Lebanon, all these countries like North Korea that have their private central banks. No, they have a private bank. which is free from the U.S. dollar. Except now, with the United States and its terrible, terrible situation monetarily-wise, I was just reading an article, I believe it was in Bloomberg, where the banks are doing it again. Instead of reinvesting to give out loans and stuff to help build up the small businesses to let them keep going, no, they're doing it to their shareholders so the shareholders can buy right back into the banking system and keep the stock market inflated. So it just it gets worse and worse. And it's a huge bubble that's about ready to pop. And so the only thing the United States has left, especially here, or I should say, too, that the IMF is now talking about moving to China, the International Monetary Fund. So the only thing the United States has, of course, is war. And it's just like when Rome fell, they had to keep these vassal states all in subjection. There's petitions out there right now to withdraw all military bases from around the world. You know, of course, it won't fly because you can bet Congress would never even look at that for a petition. I don't even think of it. You could probably exceed the votes on that, on signatures, 400 times what it was required of 100,000 votes, and they would still just ignore it. That's how bad it is, because the only way to keep this government going is through the corporatization, because the United States is a federal corporation. So we have wars. And the Army Chief of Staff just said that the Army readiness is at 30%, which is kind of a bombshell there. And so the Pentagon is asking for more money. Now, they've already got $650 billion in defense budget, and that's not nearly enough. And so to add insult to injury, the Pentagon had just recently paid $100 billion to the Chinese for drones, which they're not going to use now because of their fears that they could have some embedded software and stuff in them and that they could be compromised. So that's $100 billion wasted that the Pentagon spent out of that $650 billion. Then we have the $20 million that they'd spent for those uniforms over in Afghanistan for the police services over there that were the wrong color, and the guy had bought them somewhere like off of eBay or something, and they're rejected. We have F-35s that can't fly, the different naval problems with leaks in the different reactors, the engines that are tearing the ships apart, and then the one they even commented on that, well, they never even checked the oil in it. So, I mean, this is the amount of waste and fraud, and they just want more and more money. And, of course, Trump is out there heralding that we're going to make America great, make the military great, sit there slapping the police on the back there. Go to the Boy Scouts because you need those reserves out there. I don't know if you want to call them the little Trump youth movement or what. But and, you know, I'm trying to support Trump. I don't vote, but I try to support him as U.S. president. And there's certain policies of his that I don't like. And tonight's story, show, which is going to be a big story, but you'll see why. It's just like the Pentagon wants to now send lethal arms over to the Ukraine. They're already shelling the Donbass area, which is a bunch of civilians there, which are protecting their, I guess you could call them freedom fighters. It would be no different than over in Iraq. When you have an illegal war where you have an illegal invading army or armies, the so-called coalition of the willing, invading your country, those people, like I had mentioned before with the French and the underground, the saboteur, where they would set up IEDs and stuff to blow up railroads and stuff, well, the Iraqis, as freedom fighters, were doing the same thing. Libya had no chance. Gaddafi didn't have a military. And, of course, once a country disarms, there goes the same scenario. And that's what we see over in North Korea right now. And we'll get into this North Korea here in a little bit. But if the listener is not familiar with this show and what I like to do with history, is I've talked before about Milton Friedman's shock doctrine, and that's a video that you can watch on YouTube. It's from Naomi Klein, And the U.S. is up to implementing that same policy yet again. It's bad enough that they have U.S. boots on the ground in Yemen right now, backing the Saudis that are destroying Yemen. But we now have the United States again over there in Syria targeting a hospital. And this is part of that shock doctrine of what they call shock and awe. And this is like in 2003, where in the run-up to this shock and awe, we had all these old, dried-out military generals that sat there on every single network and told America play-by-play, as if it was a football game, exactly what they were going to do to take out the resources of Iraq, to get the Iraqis, like Germany, to capitulate. And this is where, like in World War II, the Allied terror bombings, so common today, where we have millions of refugees, which should be labeled war refugees, but they're being labeled as innocent, poor, pregnant women and children. And when you look at the photos of these boats and stuff, there's no women and children on them. And these same ones, as has been documented now, are being used to infiltrate Europe, join ISIS, which is another paramilitary operation set up so that it gives the United States a premise, or United States and its allies premise, to go into another country. Which, if you remember not too long ago, they were saying that, oh, you know, Russia is sending tanks into the Ukraine. And, of course, that was a lie. You can Google where the Ukraine had bought a whole bunch of tanks up from, I can't remember the name. It starts with a B, the country over there. Anyway, they bought a whole bunch of these old Russian tanks there. And, of course, then, of course, flying over, you can photograph these tanks and say, well, see, they're Russian tanks. Well, yeah, they were Russian tanks, but they were not, you know, the Russian Federation's tanks. They were sold, just like when you transfer a title, you know. So, this coalition strike on this hospital there, the article talks about what they did. They used phosphorus bombs to attack the hospital. Phosphorus is illegal to use. Israel uses it on Gaza. The Saudis are using it on Yemen. Anyway, the hospital was bombed with 20 shells, and it was flattened. So now we look at other issues. The Trump administration brings down Obama's secret 18-wheeler scandal at the border. And this is important because I've been talking about that DHS Sentry program. And again, this is a carryover from Bush to Obama through the Fast and Furious Weapons Program, Oliver North back in the 80s, to allow the drugs to come into the United States. And then, of course, everything is, well, we have a massive opiate crisis. And I have friends, even myself, that wish we could get opiates, but we can't for our pain because of today's regulations. And this war on drugs is just a hoax, because we have yet another bank, only down in Australia now, that is laundering money. Like I say, tonight's news just gets worse and worse. So anyway, I'll get to that. Anyway, we have a caller in California there. Ralph, good evening and welcome to On Frequency with Keith Rogers. You there, Ralph?
Can you hear me?
Yeah, I hear you now. Go ahead. I got a break. I have a break coming up. I have a break coming up, so talk now and we'll hold you over for the break, okay?
All right, real quick, is you were talking about, you know, how the money system is going to go, Wall Street and all that, and they're pumping back money into the market. But I know everything's gravitating to the east, you know, the Silk Road and all that. Mm-hmm. My question, and you might have an idea, maybe not, is any type of investments or funds or anything outside of here that we can invest over there to kind of safe haven our money.
Okay, I'll tell you what, Ralph, hold that thought there, and we'll be right back, okay?
You got it. Thank you.
All right. So, yeah, just hang on, okay? This is On Frequency with Keith Rogers, Republic Broadcasting Network.
It's on talk radio. Double talk is all you get.
Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing: knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
We are the American Freedom Party. This is the most urgent time in the history of Western civilization. In the year 1900, white people of European descent comprised 35% of the world population. Today it is less than 9% and falling fast. Europe is being overrun with Middle Eastern immigrants, and America's founding stock is rapidly being replaced with third world peoples from around the globe. For the last 50 years, every influential institution in this nation, our schools and universities, our media, our churches and our employers, have promoted policies and principles that teach whites to be ashamed of their great heritage and birthright. We, who in the 1950s, the 1960s, and 1970s were the world's dominant force, are now so afraid of being called racist that we were quailing towards irrelevance and extinction. Join the American Freedom Party today. Reach us at theamericanfreedomparty.us or call us at 701-317-5317. Paid for by the American Freedom Party.
And a little thing that you want to know, turn to talk radio. Anytime at all, anywhere you go, it's on talk radio.
Welcome back. This is On Frequency with Keith Rogers on Republic Broadcasting Network. Our call-in number is 1-800-313-9443. We were talking to Ralph in California. And, Ralph, to answer your question, you're talking about investments. I mean, I assume that you might have some money or something like that. With U.S. sanctions being placed more and more on different countries, that means that the ability to be able to transfer funds or whatever like that may get lost or seized. And the only thing I could think of to actually invest in, if you had money, is something in the like solar or batteries, which is a new one, because with the more and more countries like France and those that are going to outlaw or not register certain like gas-powered cars, they're going to go electric only. Japan is the same way now. I forget how many electric fill starts, they call them, over there that they have now. But I would invest into some type of battery system that are being used in these new cars. That's where I would, if I had money, I would put my money into either solar or batteries, because the trend is moving everyone towards that field, you know.
Okay, no, that makes sense, because, I mean, I was thinking maybe international funds of that nature, but Yeah, you bring up a good point. They might, who knows what happens. But it's more like the inside or something that's coming up, what you're talking about, like the batteries. And because that's going to be in demand in the future, they're going to force us to go that way. So why not put our money somewhere there?
So, well, you know, all the economists do. If you watch Gerald Celente and those guys, I got a blank there when I was trying the other guy's name. But anyway, a lot of the economists right now are saying that this bubble's going to pop. And whenever it did before, all those investors lost all their money and stuff, which wiped them out. And, of course, the banks then, like before, buy up all that. And then, of course, they come out smelling like a rose on top. And, of course, the little guy gets screwed. Also, you'll notice that Equifax and those were fined massively for their inflating the credit rating of those, even like myself, which had bad credit ratings from the 2008 financial fraud of where Citibank and those guys had ripped millions of us off in lieu of destroying our credit. And so for years we couldn't get credit. And then suddenly now all of a sudden we're getting credit card offers. And of course, that is to sucker more people into buying things. And, of course, on time payments, interest rates on cards at 24 to 29%. And that's to keep the system going. And now they want to go to a cashless society, which means that every single transaction is going to have a 3% or more service fee. And the banks charged, what, $30 billion in actual banking fees last year, you know, where you get, like, when you use your ATM, it says you have to pay an additional $2 or something like that for using our ATM, blah, 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 you know. And some go up to $4, some go up to $5. It depends on which banking system, you know. So the only thing I could think of is if the U.S. Dollar system is going to collapse and the IMF is going to move to China, that I would divest my funds, if I had any, in my portfolio, into something like batteries and stuff. But it may not be actually in the United States in a company here. It might be somewhere else. Then you take the risk, of course, of sanctions, because right now, if you don't understand what's going on, I believe, as many of my friends do, that all the sides are starting to be picked for the next war.
Okay.
So.
Well, then. I mean. Yeah, I hear you.
We have Germany right now that's mad at the United States, which is part of mostly the EU, because it can't keep its Deutsche Bank going. And U.S. sanctions are crippling them. We have the Italians over there dumping manure loads of crap all over their parliament's doorsteps and stuff because they can't sell their produce. And like I say, you go from sanctions to trade wars and hot war. Okay. And you always have to blame an enemy. And I mean, no one in our banking system there, Ralph, is going to sit down and say, yeah, you're right. We screwed up. We should have never done this, never done that. You know, they won't do that. Just like Congress,
well,
the ones that sit out there and make policy.
Actually, there's
break
here. Okay.
Hang on, Ralph. We'll bring it right back, okay?
Thank you.
All right. This is On Frequency with Keith Rogers. We'll be right back.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
My name is Don Wiskin, and at 42 years old, I suffered a massive heart attack, lost 35% of my heart to damaged tissue, and was supposed to spend the rest of my life on disability. What did I do? I took Extendivite. A garlic and cayenne mix of seven herbs which rebuilt my heart and gave me back my life. For over 17 years now, I have made this formula available to you so you don't have to suffer the same thing I did. Clean your blocked arteries and strengthen your heart and boost your natural immune system. I'm 60 years old now and I still work every day. To get your Extendivite, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
You've probably heard about all the great benefits of goat milk soap. But did you know? Some companies take shortcuts. At Old New England Soap, we make our organic goat's milk soap using 36% goat's milk. That's 17% more than most others. Our bars are larger, so they last longer, producing lots of lather packed with vitamins. And our soap is a natural moisturizer that smooths dry and damaged skin. Order online at oldnesoap.com. That's oldnesoap.com. You've tried the rest. Now try the best. Oldnesoap.com.
Water-based soaps on supermarket shelves use harsh chemical acids to break down dead skin cells. And that's just not good for you. At Old New England Soap, our soaps are made without chemical ingredients, contain no alcohol or petroleum products, and use 85% organic materials and carry the USDA's organic certification. Try some today. Go to oldnesoap.com. That's oldnesoap.com. Oldnesoap.com.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855-2-KEEP-IT today.
It's time for you to have your own custom smartphone app for your business and pay way less than you can imagine. Introducing the I Can Get To Silent Salesman mobile marketing app, a global mobile marketing and communication tool for your business. Go to appsapart.com and learn how you could earn up to $36,351 or more per month just by inviting two people or less into a $14.95 per month program. Go to appsapart.com and be sure to watch the video at the top of the site and listen to the audio message from the CEO near the bottom. This is something you won't want to miss. Go to appsapart.com now or call 646-860-9540. That's 646-860-9540. Get the I Can Get To. That's I-C-A-N-G-E-T, the number 2, Silent Salesman app at appsapart.com. That's appsapart.com.
If you want to vent your frustrations, you got some things that you need to say. There's a place where people always listen. Go on, dial it up today. Talk radio.
Welcome back.
Truth is on Talk Radio.
This is On Frequency with Keith Rogers here in Western Montana on Republic Broadcasting Network. Our call-in number is 1-800-313-9443. Ralph, you were saying right before the break again?
Okay, I'll make it quick. I don't want to hog up all your time. Is that there's a gentleman on X-22 report. His name is Dave.
Dave, yeah. Uh-huh.
And he does, yeah, and he did say the Fed is actually admitting that they screwed up. That what they put in place is actually screwing, that they're admitting that they, you know, everything's is wrong. But it's just kind of funny. So,
you know, you notice when Dave gives that X-22 report, where he'll say, "Well, like the IMF had mentioned this, that this was going to be the growth, and it's always revised at a lower number." See, yeah. So there's no growth, there's no jobs, and I hate to say this, but you know, like I've mentioned before, I listen to 5 different counties here on my two-way here. And the amount of domestic abuses, the suicide calls, the outright partner family assaults. We just had a shooting over here in Montana where 3 were killed and another 2 were injured, and it was over meth. But see, this is what happens in a society when you don't have people employed, that they get that cabin fever, and you're sitting there looking at someone else that you you may have married or something, and all of a sudden you hate because you're with them 24/7, you know. But being out and working, yeah. You're able to get out and do something, you know.
Yeah.
But anyway, back to your original question, though. I would still say that if I had the funds, I would get into something that was futuristic as far as batteries or solar or even these the electronic switching things for the solar stuff. You can invest in small companies that are building different battery circuits to be able to isolate the batteries, charge them.
Oh, okay. Charge controllers and so forth.
Yeah.
Oh, that's a good idea. I appreciate that.
Well, just remember, though, because GM has over 1 million cars that they can't sell. The used auto market is dropping their cars up to 50% off of Blue Book. I mean, people don't have money. So when you don't have money, the whole system goes down. So the only thing to do is invest into something if it's going to pay, and they want to come out smelling like a rose, and it would be something which is going to be new, which is these cheaper, newer electric cars and stuff. And, of course, the batteries are the main initial thing is the batteries. So that's what I would get into if I had money is the batteries.
Okay. Well, I appreciate that.
All right. Anyway, thank you for calling.
Thank you.
Good to hear from you. Okay. All right.
All right. Anyway, take care.
Bye-bye. Yeah, thank you. Anyway, I was going to finish up that 18-wheeler scandal there. This scandal goes a lot deeper, as I mentioned, than Oliver North and the Fast and Furious, the arms, because Obama's administration was allowing, through this lackadaisy border control stuff, as well as immigration, the amount of drugs to be brought into the United States. And the cartels are just mad that all their drug smuggling of these illicit cargo that was coming across the border now is being stopped because Trump and his border control. Then he went on to say that the cartels had spotters and stuff just to be able to see the trucks going in and out. And, of course, they would probably in their own communications network or cartel network radio that the truck has just left the border and it's headed into Houston or whatever like that or whatever like that, you know. But they have this down to a science. And, of course, the government profits off that because in their war on drugs, they're able to say, hey, we'll make a few arrests. And, of course, we know that the DHS with the Sinaloa drug cartel and stuff had these backward deals. And as long as you keep drugs flowing in the United States, then you'll have those like Attorney Jeff Sessions that says, well, civil forfeiture is still on the table. It's a way to fund the local police, sheriffs, whatever, to be able to strip mine the people to keep the courts going. And that's all that's happening is that there's no commerce other than sit there strip mining the American people, which are poor already. We already see the middle class evaporating more and more. So on to some other news. Kissinger just made a quote here that the end of the Islamic State could lead to the Iranian radical empire. I like how he put that word radical in there. So there's those like Israel that says ISIS is good for Israel. They don't want the Islamic State wiped out because, again, it's a premise to be able to conquer those states like Iraq, Syria, help out the Kurds, to keep Turkey fighting in Syria, the issue with Qatar. Some people call it Qatar. But anyway, but the point is, though, is they don't want the Iranian radical empire to rise again. And Iran just signed a security deal with Syria. And, of course, Iran and Syria already have a mutual defense treaty. Russia has just signed a defense treaty, which is going to allow Russia to be into Syria for 40-some years. I think it's 46 years. And this is just like what happened up there when the United States overthrew the democratically elected government in Kiev there. And Crimea succeeded from that junta over there. Russia came in there. And it's like the Russia keeps thwarting this globalism. And, of course, remember Putin said Syria was not going to become another Libya. But we have the empire out there. It's striking back. That's the U.S. empire trying to keep all these vassals in order, just like when the Houthis down there in Yemen had dropped their Western puppet leader. And now we have the aggression again of the United States talking about open openly putting U.S. troops into Venezuela. And, of course, none of this would have been caused unless the U.S. had not put sanctions on the nationalization of Venezuela's oil. And if you look how big Venezuela's oil field is, you'll see how it's tied to the U.S. petrodollar, just like the Saudi arms deal, tied to the U.S. petrodollar to where Saudis buy all U.S. debt, and why they're scrapping this deal to where the alleged Saudi tie to 9/11, to where they're making it so that no family members or anything like that can sue any of the Saudi empire for crimes of 9/11. It's like everything is being hidden to the point to keep this this system going there. And Michael Savage on Friday, and I normally don't listen to his show there, but it was thrown to me at Twitter there, so I listened to it. It's a pretty interesting show there. He's got some off-wall things. He was really going down on this medical marijuana and or marijuana, the cannabis CBD oil, and alluding to the fact that it all turns everyone into heroin users, bypassing the fact of the use of it for valid medical reasons, alluding that everyone was out there getting high, loaded, and that's, I've yet to see people that I know that have cancer and stuff that are even doing that. They do it just enough to take the edge off, and that's it, you know. Anyway, in his show on Friday, he referred to the an old film. It was back in the 1930s. It was remade in 75, I believe. But it's about the locust, the Day of the Locust. And that show detailed how the little people were faceless and sad, who accumulated on the beaches of Los Angeles, waiting for a bus that would never come. They were surrounded by the artificial glitter of Hollywood, which provides dreams that certainly are happier and sometimes seem even more real than the America of the 1930s. But one day, the dreams will end and the locusts will swarm and the whole fragile society will be crashing down. And that was an apocalyptic view of that 1938 novel. But that is what he sees and many, many Americans see. They're actually having polls on Twitter and stuff about the coming Civil War. Will it be violent? What will it, you know, what will happen on it? And people do that. And like Gerald Celente says, when people have nothing to lose, they lose it. And that's what I see here. You can imagine with 320 million Americans that as the store shelves emptying, not being able to get their produce because, say, the U.S. has sanctions on some country, or they, say, piss off China, and China says, well, in reaction to your sanctions, we are going to stop our exports to the United States. What would that do to the United States since there's hardly anything made here? I guess it would force everyone to eat GMO food and everything like that, but see, this is the problem that we're facing today, is that there's so much going on, and it does not stop. Like I say, it is so hard to get out here and try to say, hey, you know, it's a beautiful day out there. It's nice and warm here in Montana. We got fires, big deal, but, you know, but it's a beautiful day out here. Like, but we have the constant nagging thorn in the side there that that reminds us of what's going on. So the only good news I can say is that the alternate media is winning. AT&T looks like it's going to sell off CNN, the fake news network, or which I call the communist news network. But in other news, Trump has reaffirmed his support for the National Security Advisor, McMaster. And this is under a massive storm of criticism from right-wing outlets, and it's a sign that Trump and his new chief of staff are taking the realistic aid of this like debate inside his own administration over foreign policy. And there is some good out of this, though, because as we go on, you know, while Trump's claiming to do everything he can to trash the Iran deal, which I think is stupid there because he admits that they are sticking within that frame line of what the P5 plus one was. But of course, we know who's pushing on the other side of that. So We have Tillerson now, who is one of the adults that actually thought that it might be able to rein in Trump's worst tendencies on Iran. And this is good there. And then, of course, we see further that McMaster, though, has also fired this Ezra Cohen Watnick. And he was one of these pro-Israelis. And this is for the good deal. But, of course, we have so many insiders there. But like Tillerson and McMaster, they're, you know, you can see they're both, you know, plainly realistic. They're all thought to have this job security because of their predecessor, Michael Flynn, you know, General Michael Flynn. And the last barely 3 weeks, and, you know, they lasted barely 3 weeks and then went out with a splash. And The Atlantic says McMaster is cleaning house at the National Security, the NSC. 2 weeks ago, he got rid of this ideology who spread the anti-Muslim conspiracies. And, you know, I want to pause right there because, like I say, there are many millions and millions of good Muslims out there that you work with daily. You can go eat at their restaurants, whatever like that. It's not those you have to worry about. It's these radicalized ones, just like if you went into a regular church here in the United States and you find out a pastor is molesting children. And when they just get a slap on the hand, the parishioners go, well, it gets away, that why can't I? Well, just, you know, a couple of Hail Marys and I'm back to normal again, you know. But anyway, with this deal of firing this Ezra Cohen Watnick there, the supporters of Israel are upset by the personal changes. And you can see that on the APAC Twitter feed. They were just attacking Trump like mad. And then, of course, after everything gets done, they switch right back over to attacking the Palestinians. I mean, this is how bad it is, you know. But McMaster has chosen to eliminate the pro-Israel voices in the National Security Council. And that's good, you know. Not only does he shun Israel, and he is historically challenged on the Arab-Israeli affairs, according to these sources, McMaster constantly refers to the existence of Palestinian state before 1947. A senior West Wing official tells a CR there, this is paper I'm reading this from, that there was never an independent Palestine state. And, of course, that McMaster describes Israel as an illegitimate occupying power. And this is why all this tension has been building. And now we always see that, like, daily it's stories of the Israelis over there arresting children, the settlers destroying different areas, that mosque issue over there. And it's like Israel gets this carte blanche, and there's some influence here in the United States where they're trying to rein Israel in a little bit. And, of course, Israel, of course, is fighting back. And then, of course, Saudi Arabia comes into there because of the Israeli and Saudi Arabia ties. Just like when that what looked to be a coup over there in Saudi Arabia, that Israel flew, 17 jets over to Saudi Arabia. Now we have Saudi Arabia bulldozing their own towns and their own citizens. I mean, Saudi Arabia has become unhinged. It's let alone what they're doing over in Yemen. But they are, you know, they. But anyone that is following what's going on in the Middle East, you can see clearly there's some kind of a covert agenda that's going on over there. Now I'll bring you some local news. Just when you think it couldn't get too bad here in our so-called police state. In the Miami Herald, it brings out an article here that police departments are forced to take back hundreds of officers fired for misconduct. And you can think of that for a minute. I had sent a photo out here where a vehicle was put out on a bolo, a be on the lookout alert, and the cops, before even checking the license plates, had pulled this vehicle over that kind of matched in description there, and they fired over 100 and some odd rounds at a woman and her daughter. I mean, that's all, but thankfully they weren't killed. But see, this is official misconduct, and under the color of state, people used to be able to be charged for that. And more states have made it so that law enforcement officers themselves are now at risk because they refuse to back them up. Therefore, when someone sues, the state and the taxpayers don't have to pay for the negligence of that officer. They have to. So a lot of officers are getting their own bonding and stuff. But anyway... So I have a break coming up here in a second, but then on again to another issue over in Israel, that Netanyahu's top aide is turning state's witnesses leaves little doubt that the prime minister is going to be indicted. So we see that Netanyahu's little shell or cards, house of cards, is coming down on him. This prosecutor is going to be delivering some really damning evidence, which is all but ensure that indictment's all in the bag there. Anyway, so, I mean, there's no good news, no matter which way you look there, but there is some positives out of some things. But anyway, this is On Frequency with Keith Rogers, Republic Broadcasting Network, 1-800-313-9443. We'll be right back.
You've probably heard about all the great benefits of goat milk soap. But did you know? Some companies take shortcuts. At Old New England Soap, we make our organic goat's milk soap using 36% goat's milk. That's 17% more than most others. Our bars are larger, so they last longer, producing lots of lather packed with vitamins. And our soap is a natural moisturizer that smooths dry and damaged skin. Order online at oldnesoap.com. That's oldnesoap.com. You've tried the rest. Now try the best. Oldnesoap.com.
Water-based soaps on supermarket shelves use harsh chemical acids to break down dead skin cells. And that's just not good for you. At Old New England Soap, our soaps are made without chemical ingredients, contain no alcohol or petroleum products, and use 85% organic materials and carry the USDA's organic certification. Try some today. Go to oldnesoap.com. That's oldnesoap.com. Oldnesoap.com.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AirOutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magpul clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AirOutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AirOutfitting.com.
Imagine a pill that can improve your focus, your memory, your sleep. A catalyst to improve your brain chemistry. Dr. Bill's Cognition Plus is truly the smarter in an hour pill. A combination of amino acids, trace minerals, and B vitamins, Cognition Plus is made with specialized herbal extracts that will enhance and support brain function. Our customers say,
I feel more focused.
My memory's getting better.
I can work longer with more useful hours.
Power up your neurotransmitters that have been depleted, like dopamine and norepinephrine. Stimulate the release of others, like serotonin and oxytocin. Improve circulation and energy production. Protect your mind and your loved ones today. Order Dr. Bill Deagle's Cognition Plus at 888-212-8871 or go online to NutriMedical.com. That's 888-212-8871 or NutriMedical.com.
This is Dr. Bill Deagle of the NutriMedical Report, 12 to 3, Monday to Friday. Call-ins are welcome to the show. You can order at 888-212-8871 or NutriMedical.com.
And a little thing that you want to know. Turn to talk radio. Anytime at all, anywhere you go, it's on talk radio.
Welcome back.
Double talk zone.
This is On Frequency with Keith Rogers here on Republic Broadcasting Network, 1-800-313-9443. And we also have On Frequency Radio, chatandgo.com for our little chat room there. You know, Blacklisted Radio, they'll probably delve into that deal with Netanyahu there, but we always know that whenever Netanyahu's got something going there, that he unleashes the settlers and stuff as a distraction anything to show what their party is doing over there against the Palestinians. It's the old bait and switch, I guess you call it. Anyway, another article here, which kind of goes along with these sanctions and selling U.S. Exports. And Government Slaves has got a good article there about these factory chickens grown in the USA. A lot of them are, the latest one is that these bleached chickens. But anyway, they're so heavy they can't stand on their feet. And if you're ever shopping, if you know anything about buying anything in the food there, in the stores, if you see a chicken that's got a really bad breastplate that's bruised, it's either because they've dropped or they're in really bad crowded positions. Other than just these caged animals, I like these ones that are free range type things there. But anyway, you can imagine they are trying to fatten up these birds. If you ever raise chickens like I have, most of the food you buy gets your little chick to slaughtering within 6 weeks, whereas it would take months to get your chicken up to whatever, to where you want to go ahead and kill it, dress it out, and everything like that. But, you know, with all these hormones, every growth hormones that they put into things to make them grow faster, of course, in a cage conditions, of course they're going to get fat and lay around and you know, and it's not good for them. And of course, the more fat, the more chances you have of the other diseases and stuff that start up. But anyway, I just thought I'd throw that in there for a thing. Anyway, another issue about Israel here. For the first time, the Israeli court rules to strip citizenship from a Palestinian citizen of Israel. So since the whole place is called Israel, they're going to just strip his citizenship and, I guess, deport him now. But I couldn't read that article because it's on Facebook, and I can never open up a Facebook thing without having an account, and I refuse to open up an account there. But anyway, so now we have millions of Americans that are starving, millions of Americans that are hungry, veterans that can't get adequate VA help, even though things have been promised to change. So what does the United States do with more money? They're giving $82 million to media outlets to become hostile towards Russia. I mean, this is how pathetic things are. And, of course, with this buildup to wars and stuff, pretty soon they're going to label RT and these other networks, Russia Today, as some type of an enemy, you know. Anyway, here's our top of the hour break. We'll be back, I guess, in about 3 minutes or so. This is On Frequency with Keith Rogers, Republic Broadcasting Network. We'll be right back. Turn it on, turn it up as loud as it'll go.
It's time for you to have your own custom smartphone app for your business and pay way less than you can imagine. Introducing the I Can Get To Silent Salesman mobile marketing app, a global mobile marketing and communication tool for your business. Go to appsapart.com and learn how you could earn up to $36,351 or more per month just by inviting two people or less into a $14.95 per month program. Go to appsapart.com and be sure to watch the video at the top of the site and listen to the audio message from the CEO near the bottom. This is something you won't want to miss. Go to appsapart.com now or call 646-860-9540. That's 646-860-9540. Get the I Can Get To. That's ICANGET, the number 2, Silent Salesman app at appsapart.com. That's APPSAPART.com.
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.